The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Earlier this week, Dublin City Council took to Twitter to ask locals to respect the city because photos had been shared of a very heavily littered Camden Street. This was after a particularly rowdy evening in the late night district. It isn't the first time that the city has had problems with littering. So we're asking this morning, what, if anything, can be done to tackle the scourge? To discuss this, I'm joined by independent councillor Manix Flynn. Morning, Manix.
Good morning, Tiaton. How are you doing?
I'm very good. It is one of those things where, classically, if early in the morning you visit the city, there are certain areas and certain sections of it that look like a bomb has gone off in a skip. Is there much that can be done to solve that?
Well, I think there's a lot can be done to solve that. I mean, part of it is personal responsibility, you know what I mean, in terms of the way you dispose of waste. But when you have situations like you have in Camden Street or Parliament Street or Capel Street or indeed Malahide and other areas where you have outdoor drinking, late night drinking, you know, a lot of people buying drink in supermarkets, consuming around the streets, becoming under the influence of alcohol and just simply throwing their waste on the place, urinating all over the place, having a complete disregard for local residents, local businesses, local communities, then you're into a disaster area, you know. And Camden Street, like, you know, is only one of many areas along the canals that are now becoming, like, you know, litter no-go areas and areas that are, you know, a bit hostile. I mean, bearing in mind that Camden Street is sandwiched between a number of residential areas. You've got all the York Street apartments on the one side. You've all the residences in Portobello, Cabin Street, etc. There's a lot of children going to school, a lot of people trying to go about their business. I was born and raised in that area. I know Camden Street very well. I represent that street. There's an oversaturation of public houses, restaurants, bars.
Hang on for a minute, Manny. See, one of the things, is this not just linked to COVID? Because if it was just the pubs have a good history of being able to control these things themselves. So if the place is messy, it's indoors, they clean it up, they get the premises right for the next day, and then they open to trade again. In COVID, what used to happen indoors is now happening out on the streets. So as we go back to normal and COVID fades away, will the litter problem not also fade away?
No, I don't believe that's the case. I certainly believe that the COVID-19, you know, the reopening of bars and the fact that people were consuming an outdoor dining process, you know what I mean, certainly exacerbated the situation. But if you look at the record, and certainly I would see it, I know Camden Street very well. And on certain nights there, and I have plenty of footage of it way before COVID-19, it's impassable with the amount of rubbish and dirt that's on the streets. But whatever about that, you can kind of get down through. But when there's a crowd on that street and they're in Uber areas, you can hardly get a car up the street. So I'd be calling on the local businesses to come together, like they have, for instance, in the likes of Temple Bar, where they have the Temple Bar Company that clean up after them. There's a constant cleaning area. I mean, the staff of Dublin City Council are fined, and they're across the city trying to deal with all sorts of situations, and many of them in very difficult situations. You know, so we need to have a new template to deal with this. But I will say this much. When you consider the Green Party and the Green Party message and the message of sustainability and climate change and waste and all that, and you see what happened on Camden Street, you see what happened on Parliament Street, and you see what happened in Capel Street, you wonder where this message is landing. Because by and large, the folk that were on Camden Street are all young people. Now, there's very, very few local people in among all that group. There are people who are blown into the area because of cheap drink, because of late night bars. With the evening economy now coming into play, with a whole tranche of new legislation in terms of late night opening, with the possibility of the stay of outdoor dining and all of these kind of activities, we're going to have to respect communities, because along with that litter comes huge noise and inconvenience.
But so how do you get that to happen? Because that level of personal responsibility, even if somebody with the best of the will of the world is terribly well behaved Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, 2 o'clock of a Friday morning, 2 o'clock of a Saturday morning, very few people are saints.
But at the end of the day, like, the Garda Síochána and Dublin City Council enforcement agencies can well, you know, manage big events in Croke Park, big events in various, you know, outdoor raves or outdoor, you know, concerts. They can well imagine these and they can well manage these situations. You know, I mean, of tens of thousands of people, and they can bring them in an orderly fashion. This is the way we're going to have to manage the city. I'm in and out of London, I'm in and out of all different places. I'm across, even down in Cork, you had a major problem. We need to up our game here. And at the end of the day, the business community on Garda Síochána Corner, Dublin City Council enforcement, have to look at the city now in terms of the way it's going to open as an event space. So we have to constantly come in there and clean it.
But you see, hang on for a minute, Mannix. Isn't the big difference between the way the Gardaí would handle something like a conference, or sorry, a concert or an event, and the way they handle a city is, with a concert, the objective is keep the crowd moving and get it to go home. With an area of a city, it's like being inside the concert venue. They're going to be there all night.
Well, I'm on the Joint Policing Committee. I'm actually vice chairman of the Joint Policing Committee. And this issue came up recently where on Garda Síochána had to be called to Parliament Street to move people on. And that very issue came up. And they said that what they can do is move them on to the next place. But, you know, remember, it's illegal to drink in a public domain. It's actually still illegal. You can drink within the confines of a public house and that area that's designated to go outside, but you can't necessarily drink and drink. So it's a very difficult policing situation for an Garda Síochána. We're going to have to re-educate our population. We're going to have the Diageo and the drinks companies, not just about drink aware, but what you do with your disposable bottles. You know, the idea of simply putting bins all over the street is not where it's at. Everybody's going to have to take responsibility here. But at the final heat of the hunt, 99, 100% of these people would never dream of dumping litter on the street, would never dream of urinating in somebody's, you know what I mean, hallway or doorway if they were sober. This is all about people coming under the influence of alcohol. And at the end of the day, the city is an event. The city is a 24-hour event like London, and that's where we're heading. So if a hotel opens and they say they're going to have drink reduced, that's an event. In Camden Street, in one of the bars there recently, no point in mentioning the name, there were thousands of young people. You know what I mean? Like thousands of them at this particular bar with no COVID-19 measures, no in tune-up. So when you have these events, when you have people wanting to go out there and enjoy themselves, along with that enjoyment comes collective responsibility. And as a local councillor, I can guarantee the local community that if necessary, I will take cases against the individuals into court against our licences. We have to be able to make sure that the streets are safe, are clean for everybody. And I want everybody to come in here and enjoy themselves. I want to be in a situation where you could actually, you know, eat your dinner off the floor. There's no reason why we can't keep our city clean.
I tell you what, man.
I'd appeal to all the residents out there and all the individuals out there to actually respect their city, respect their neighbourhoods, and respect them as if it's their own home. The problem here is that it's not being respected.
I think we have that point well made at this point, Mannix. Thank you so much. That is Mannix Flynn, who is independent councillor, on Dublin City Council.